was December the 6th, 1983. I was doing time for armed robbery. Four in the morning, I was sitting in my cell. I heard a whistle blow, then I heard somebody yell.
There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. Up in cell block number 9.
Welcome, my friends. Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy. Welcome to our second hour. Nice to have you here. Thanks for joining me. Reminder, Sam Davis has a seminar January 19th and 20th in Greenville, South Carolina, and you can find the details at statusisfreedom.com. So as I was saying before the break, I was reading to you from an article entitled The Nature of a Remedy, which was published in America's Bulletin back in 2006. And let's continue where we left off. We were talking about the Form 1040, and the author says, notice that the perjury statement at the bottom of the 1040 states that you have examined the return and accompanying schedules and statements you make, and to the best of your knowledge and belief, it is true, correct, and complete. This will work to your favor, as we shall see and protect you. I guess I could use a comma there. Folks, the perjury statement that you abhor when signed in representative capacity is the statement that turns the document into a commercial affidavit and requires the recipient to act on the information therein. Think about the power of that, of using the forms that we have dreaded our whole lives to our advantage. Let me rephrase that. Not necessarily to our advantage, to the advantage and for the championshipping, such a word? Championing of truth. The forms are a way to make the point that we are a living, breathing, sovereign man or woman acting through a transmitting utility. We are due a return of the funds because we will not be paying twice for the same product. This goes on to say, I call your attention to line 21, again on form 1040, that would be the other income line, and its attachment, which contains a statement that certain issues were being held by recipients. It would say, see Form 1099, OID. The eligible issues are the listed items. In the example, the appearance bond for case number CR555555 was listed. Since this bond was issued using your identity as the commercial energy backing the bond, even though the appearance bond may have only been posted at arraignment and never actually exercised, this changes nothing in the nature of the bond itself. What is necessary to understand is that the bond is issued, in parenthesis, posted, and obtains its value, in parenthesis, commercial energy, from the credit / commercial energy of the actual living soul, the principal creditor that is being involved, in parenthesis, compelled to appear. Think about that. What value does that appearance bond have until your signature is placed upon it? Does it have any meaningfulness whatsoever? Of course not. It's your signature pledging you to the actions specified in that bond that give it its weight. Your pledge to act as the defendant. What is that worth to the court? Your pledge to participate in a case which otherwise they wouldn't have. Your pledge to fall under the jurisdiction, to restrict talking to felons, to provide the title to your home, to confess to being a bad boy. We'll pick this up in a moment.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
On the cement floor this morning, my head felt like somebody been a-walking on it. I don't know how I got here, I don't remember nothing at all.
Hi, welcome to America, glad you made it. On the left you'll notice a coin slot.
Welcome back, my friend. While we were on break, my producer asked me a question by one of the people hanging on the line. My apologies to all those people. I can't promise we will hit the lines tonight. This topic is too important. How do you get out of an appearance bond? And it's funny, I had a similar email set aside to possibly read tonight. You don't get out of anything. You accept and you pay, my friends. Even if there's no amount that's specified, we can certainly issue a promissory note to indemnify the party. Let me make this point clear. It doesn't matter if the offer coming to us has a penal sum or an amount attached to it. If someone is asking us to do something and we return the favor by accepting and saying, now, here's what you must do, we indemnify them against all risks. A promissory note can do that very handily. Once that promissory note is in their hands, we've made payment and we can proceed with our enforcement strategies, as far as I'm concerned. Anyway, the appearance bond I mentioned before, I read you from this article before the break,
is, like all of the other instruments that are issued through the court, is meaningless without our signature, isn't it? It's just a worthless piece of paper until we give it energy in our ignorance. To go on with this article, it says one may think the appearance bond is a worthless document if not exercised to obtain release until trial. But in fact, it is a commercial instrument having commercial value. That's if you sign it. Equal to the assigned amount. The next paragraph. In fact, there also exists other bonds issued in a case, which are so-called penal bonds, consisting of a series of three or six bonds, all having OMB number 9000045. It is these bonds, which are all created behind your back without your knowledge or permission, yet receive their commercial energy from the living soul sovereign. It is our understanding that these bonds are valued at $2 million per count, where the counts is the number of counts in the Trueville indictment and or the counts of conviction. And then it goes on to describe the bid bond, the performance bond, and the payment bond. By the way, these are actually, there are other numbers that are attributed more properly than the ones that are in the article, but be that as it may, we don't have to be concerned with their bonds because in our process we order them to recall all outstanding fictional instruments since we've paid the liability. And we're also operating under the assumption that for a federal, each federal felony is worth a lot more than $2 million. We're looking at the county level, $4 million per felony, $40 million at the state level, and $400 million at the federal level is the assumption we are proceeding upon. Next paragraph. All these bonds are 1099 OID eligible issues. If you were also listing these as 1099 OID eligible issues, the amounts become quite large, and the numbers showing up on line 21 and 64 of the Form 1040 would be considerably larger. For simplicity of example, they are not included, but can most easily be included also. Well, ignore that. The description of these bonds would be all OMB number 9000-0045 bonds for case number CR555555, state of whatever versus John Q. Doe. And that would be accurate. Or you could just list the case number itself and say all outstanding securities. In addition to these case-related bonds, one can also include such eligible issues as traffic tickets, commercial bills of any sort, tax bills, court judgments, in fact, any and all commercial presentments, whether issued to you or by you. Issued to you or by you. By you, as an example, would be a promissory note. To you, as an example, would be a bill from Time Warner Cable, one of my favorite companies, folks. The den of inequity. Remember, all the products of the economic system are prepaid by virtue of public policy and public law arising out of necessity, out of the necessity of their no longer existing constitutionally authorized money to pay at law with, or as I might explain it, out of the confiscation of all of your property, hence you have no resources to pay. So items can only be, the cost of items can only be discharged. Once they took away our gold, silver backing of the currency, that is mandated by our organic constitution in Article 1, Section 10, making it impossible to pay at law. Excuse me, this computer just jumped. Making it impossible to pay at law for anything, the party, in parentheses, government, that seized the gold must, under public policy, pay all the bills for us. And that's absolutely correct. And if you send me an email saying, what is public policy? There's your definition. Public policy is the United States receivership under which it is impossible for you to pay any liabilities, and the government is responsible for that payment by virtue of your prepayment. It is our very inability to pay at law as a result of the executive order seizing the gold in 1933 that gives us the authority to demand that the items be treated as prepaid. That's a nice way to put it. The items be treated as prepaid. As hard as this might be to accept because of your thorough brainwashing by the global economic prison you have lived in your entire life, public policy is an irrefutable fact of life, and many thousands of people have known of this reality all along but kept the truth from you. Folks, at this point in our lives in the 21st century, I think the number of people who kept it from us is a lot less than we actually suspect. It is to the benefit of the United States and its creditors, the banking families through the IMF, to have as many people at the highest levels ignorant as well. So I'm not so quick to attribute, for instance, people running for office right now as all being part of a master conspiracy. Many of them simply do not know, and we must forgive them for their ignorance, as Jesus asked the Lord to do. The 1099 OID taxes the eligible issue back to source. All these eligible issues, the issues that these authors spoke about in the previous paragraph, all of those bonds, tax bills, commercial bills, court judgments, any commercial liability, any commercial presentment issued by you or by them can be indeed processed via a 1099 OID filing in order to tax the issue back to the source, ultimately you, for settlement and closing of escrow in exchange, meaning without money, Treasury Direct, Social Security number, whatever it happens to be. Now, I'm not in love with the statement, tax the issue back to the source. That's one of those confusing statements that doesn't really mean anything. It can be interpreted 10 different ways. Permit me to observe that there is a taxable liability, and it's always attached to those parties that are using or blocking us from our credit. And the proceeds of that taxation need to be returned to the party that paid for that presentment. And that's us. If we issued a promissory note, we paid. If any government organization or blocking corporation or bank issues a presentment for an item that was prepaid, we paid for their entire company. The aggregate resources of the American people, our descendants, our great-grandfathers, paid for Time Warner's facilities, paid for the insurance companies, paid for the automobile manufacturers. How much of the credit was used is determined by the size of the bill with which we are presented. That's how we can measure the amount of our credit that was utilized. Excuse me. Continuing, the 1099 OID essentially allows the issuing party to volunteer the issues to be taxed. That's what we're doing when we are filling in these forms as payer. We are volunteering those issues. Those payments that were made by us, or those payments that were made by us on presentments to us, virtually everything in commerce, we are volunteering those to be taxed. Taxed so the revenues are returned to us. These issues, and that's what those forms are there to provide, in my opinion, and that's a revelation that pervades everything that I do. All those years of thinking that those forms were there to harm us is exactly the sort of brainwashing that has blocked us from our remedy all along. And that, my friends, will take a rethinking on the part of many, many patriots. The 1099 OID essentially allows the issuing party to volunteer the issues to be taxed. These issues were previously, in fact, delinquent. Deferred taxes. Delinquent deferred taxes that had the appearance of being abandoned property in that you never made any claim upon them. Isn't that true? You never put in the paperwork to receive that money back. Upon identifying, quote, continued article, upon identifying the eligible issues, we force these funds to be set aside in essentially a demand deposit account the federal withholding for recovery as a refund on the 1044 at line 64. Now, if that doesn't make you tune in 3 minutes, I don't know what will.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Welcome back, friends. I always get into the people hanging on the phone. This issue is priority one, folks, and we may not get to questions tonight with apologies, if not regrets at this point. Let me repeat that last sentence. These issues were previously, in fact, delinquent deferred taxes that had the appearance of being abandoned property in that you never made any claim upon them. In other words, let's say you were, you know, I know so many people out there wonder, how can I stop my employer from withholding? And they've argued and they've wound up getting fired. The employer sends a letter to IRS. IRS answers and says, you must withhold, and all of that nonsense goes on, and they argue. What if the W-2 were taken and a W-2C, a corrective document, placed on top to indicate that the income is zero? Because obviously income is corporate gain, and since that was coming to you for labor in exchange for labor and was zeroed out, what if that was corrected and then 1099s issued on each of the withholdings, one for FICA, one for the state withholding, one for the federal withholding? one for the Medicare withholding, and in fact, one on the entire gross amount as well, to cover the fact that once you endorse the check, they have a deduction that will be credited against their revenues for a tax savings, meaning they are trading on your credit. So that withholding is returnable, as is the entire gross wage, based upon what you're hearing in this article, isn't it? As I said, I didn't invent this, but it's very clear, and this has been around for a number of years. I think now it's only becoming more well known. But if you think these positions out, and if they eventually become a revelation and an unshakable belief system within the marrow of your bones, then you may have earned the right to act accordingly. I would never, ever advocate that anyone take an action until they absolutely know what the truth is. We should be acting upon truth, and a deeply held truth, not just a belief along the way to a higher understanding. This article goes on to say, upon identifying the eligible issues, we force these funds to be set aside in essentially a demand deposit account as a federal withholding for recovery as a refund on the 1040 form at line 64. The 1040 establishes the title to the eligible issues. Now, isn't that a different way of thinking about your 1040? The 1040 form simply identifies title to the 1099 OID eligible issues as both being income to you, line 21, and as federal withholding, line 64. When you re-listen to the program and look at your 1040s, that will make sense to you, I'm sure. The commercial instruments can only obtain commercial energy value from you, so you are the source, the principal creditor. However, since you never received actual spendable funds, and this goes back to Roger Elvick's original wisdom, when they billed you, they failed to enclose a check to pay with. The amount in question is all in a withholding status at the time of filing the 1040. It's sitting there in escrow, folks. The 1099 OIDs filed earlier affected a federal withholding on the funds that were being privately withheld. In reality, a delinquent deferred tax contraband kept hidden from you unless you learn of its existence and tax it back. A few other line items on the line 1040, on the form 1040, need to be clarified. Since I have nothing to gain by claiming any exemptions, simply do not bother and put down zero. It really does not matter. Also, on line 40, I take no deductions because they are irrelevant to me. Now comes the more interesting part on line 44, the tax. Notice that the line says, see page 37. Does that parenthetically enclosed phrase infer any legal duty you are swearing under penalty of perjury to have performed? Any items enclosed in parentheses or brackets are strictly considered removed from the document in the legal sense, but not always strictly adhered to. However, in an ever more fundamental sense, nothing on this page 37 is in any way legally incorporated as part of Form 1040. Line 44 is somewhat cleverly constructed to trick you into self-assessing yourself some non-zero amount. And isn't that how most of us have used the 1040 for decades until we learn better? We assessed ourselves when, in fact, we could have been isolating and identifying the issue to be returned to the source. You can use the form in either way. How one chooses to use it is up to them. And folks, you need to make your own decisions on this. Do not believe anything I tell you. Do not believe anything this article tells you. Research and understand and come to your own. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. You're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Welcome back, my friend. We're in the last half hour. We're going to face our usual crunch. I'd like to get a lot more information in this program, but certainly we'll continue next Sunday. By the way, I hope you received my email that our temporary status on Saturday, as you know, I was filling in since summertime for a departed host, and RBN has located a new host for that time slot, so we're back to our regular Sunday night time slot at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and you'll probably enjoy that because it's 4 hours a week is a lot to digest, although many people have written me to say they're going to miss the additional time. Let's see what we can cover the rest of tonight. The IRS, this article goes on to state, the IRS has absolutely no legal authority to assess the tax, even though they will try to bluff you. The form, line 44, does not in any way preclude you from entering a zero. Even if they attempted to force you to assess a non-zero amount, you could simply 1099 OID that amount and tax that back to the source also. In other words, any assessed amount would be a federal withholding that you would identify as such on a 1099 and issue the appropriate 1040 to return it to source. Back to the article. They cannot win on this issue. Next subject, filing the 1099 OIDs. The example, admittedly, folks, you don't have that in front of you, but let's see if we can clarify. The example shows a 1099 OID and the accompanying 1096 that must go with it. The two sample enclosed letters show the correspondence sent to the prosecutor asking him to please file the 1099 OID. It is also recommended that the clerk of court, all assistant prosecutors in your case, the judge, also be added to the parties contacted. Since the people contacted all will refuse to file the 1099 OIDs usually, even though it is required of them, they will all be in dishonor and become, as such, eligible to appear in the report as a recipient of the payer. The head prosecutor, as far as we are concerned, was the payer, who in actuality was paid from your account without your knowledge or consent. So in a sense, you yourself were the hidden payer, the prosecutor acting as your agent without your knowledge. Normally, the filer of the Form 1096 is the same party as the payer, but the fraud perpetrated upon you caused you to have to be the filer out of necessity. Now, here's where the merging of tax remedies and BIC is simply a defined happenstance. We don't have to request 1099 OIDs be filed by any clerk. We don't have to request anything. We can simply provide a bonded promissory note as payment, accelerating the process and also bringing to bear on the public side their awareness that A, they have been paid, B, they participated in an administrative remedy and failed to basically plead, and C, that they now have a statutory requirement to pass those funds on to Treasury. Very, very difficult situation for them to be in. So what we're doing, and I'm very quickly going to look for one of these documents in our BIC, our so-called BIC HT process, which is under beta testing right now, quite extensively. BIC HT stands for high test, for lack of a better word, lack of a better name, is we are issuing payment in such a manner that it truly can't be ignored by the recipient and that it puts them in a position of facing a very difficult choice when the payment and the 1099 OID are provided immediately. Now, let me give you an example. This is straight from a BIC HT letter designed for, I'd like to find the one for a court case. I've got three of them. Ah, here it is. I think, there it is. All right. We waste no time, folks. It says, please find attached here to your copy, in parenthesis, copy B, of Form 1099 OID reporting your taxable gain to IRS pursuant to the following additional enclosures. One, a copy of private issue offset bond number 123 on deposit with the Department of the Treasury to fund this payment. Number two, secured promissory note number 123PN, whatever it is, redeemable against the bond through Treasury using GAAP, generally accepted accounting principles. Number three, a copy of the deposit slip, in parenthesis, discharging an indemnity bond number, whatever, close parenthesis, identifying the funds on reserve in your name with the Department of the Treasury. Four, Form 1040V, in parenthesis, completed to reconcile the payment with IRS. Five, Form 1040, record of the settlement, or it could be a 1040NR. Six, Form 56, authorization to the Secretary of the Treasury to process the funds. And seven, a durable power of attorney for you to stand in the name, place, instead of the defendant as its successor surety subsequent to payment attached. We're still on the first half of the first page. No. If one is involved in a very serious court case, a criminal case, 20 years in prison, 12 felonies, we certainly have available to us more extensive procedures, the comprehensive administrative remedy rewritten to reflect BIC-2 and BIC-HT process. We have Schedule C and Schedule D ready to go, the Confession of Judgment and the Schedule of Default Stipulations upon the notary's certification. We have the self-executing power of attorney. We have all sorts of things that can be attached here. We also have the availability of the declaration of political status involvement and returning their process to them as defective. This, what I just read you, is the purest, simplest, pure public policy approach. It may not give us all of our enforcement strategies, and hence one has to be careful in selecting these particular cases and in selecting what would be most appropriate for for the parties that one is dealing with and the history of the case. But you can see here, we didn't even waste time saying thank you for your offer to expand funds under public policy. We went right to Mr. Jones, here's copy B of Form 1099 OID reporting your taxable gain to IRS pursuant to the following additional enclosures. That should probably say reporting your taxable gain in the amount of, because they may think the tax on the promissory note is 30% or 35% or 15%, whatever the bracket is. It's not. It's the full amount of the payment as our federal withholding. So we would want to make that clear, and I'm going to change that right after I get off the program. Now, this goes on to say, a copy of your kind offer above noted to expand funds under public policy is being returned, noted, paid to the United States Treasury in the amount of whatever the amount is. As an operation of law, this case is settled and closed. And folks, that's really all you should need to put in a presentment to a commercial court. And then we have a separate paragraph that says, it is hereby ordered that all public process adverse to the settlement be instantly quashed. If you wish IRS to reconcile the account with the court, please post the full value of the payment. Well, let me not waste time with too much of the verbiage rather than the understanding. We are making presentment right then of the 1099 OID based upon our issuance of our promissory note and payment instruments using the BIC process. A match made in heaven, a chocolate bar falling into the peanut butter if ever there was one. We are also incorporating the 10-day offer of immunity, which we always had an offer of immunity in the initial presentment, but we relied upon a 3-day offer subsequently 10 days later when the notary certified the dishonor on the first offer. We relied upon a second period of grace. Instead, our period of grace is incorporated in this presentment, and the period of grace says if you elect not to post the payment to the appropriate account, then we will issue a corrected 1099 OID. This thought just came to me one day, that the corrected 1099 OID would be in the name of the fiduciaries who received the instrument. In other words, we're certifying that those folks, commercially through public policy procedures, stole funds in the amount of the promissory note from the special maritime jurisdiction, funds belonging to the Secretary of the Treasury. It's extremely potent. And I've been stapling right to the front of the notary's letter that would accompany this letter a 1040V and a half an inch below that a 1099 OID in the amount of the promissory note. So they open the presentment, and what do they see? Page one, the notary's presentment, which lists these same documents on the presentment letter with slightly different language. The notary should not be drawing any legal conclusions or making arguments. Below that, the top of a 1040V, and on the face of that, the 1099 OID. It's a very, very powerful message. Now, that's just one way. Let me give you an example, if I may, of, of a way that we are using these procedures creatively in all sorts of situations. And I need to preface this example by saying, I genuinely, and I mentioned this on the air a week or two ago when someone called in with a question, I genuinely do not believe that we should be using our skills and powers, all the powers that are at hand for us, and they're substantial, against private parties. They should be reserved for government or government agency presentments. Banks, corporations, all those are sub-agencies of the government, of course, of the state. That's where they're sanctioned from. But there are rare exceptions when people break contracts abhorrently, willingly and knowingly, with intent to do harm. I'll give you an example. Here's a situation that involved a couple of doctors. Let me read you from the initial presentment letter from one doctor to the other. This is an interesting situation where payments were made, let's say, from Dr. A to Dr. B, and Dr. B sat on four of those payments. Dr. A assumed they were misplaced in his office, had employees who were stealing them, gave him the benefit of the doubt. Dr. B turned around and sent a letter, please send me copies of those canceled checks, even though Dr. B was sitting on those canceled checks in his own file. Very obnoxious way to proceed. Obviously, when it was analyzed, we realized that it was done with intent to defraud and break the contract. And he did. He sent an offer for 20 times the amount of the contract, saying, well, I think because he didn't pay, I think the contract's broken, so now I'm going to up the ante by 20 times. I found it repugnant, and I suggested this should be how we respond. Dear Dr. A, thank you for your kind offer of such and such date to expand funds under public policy by modifying the terms of a certain contract for sale dated, and the date was put in, into a fee-for-service agreement. I am pleased to report that your specific offer to redraft my consideration to $400,000, thereby settling all matters to your complete satisfaction, is hereby accepted. Now imagine how gleeful Dr. B must be. The offer is being returned to you, noted, accepted for value in the amount of $500,000 pursuant to Clause 13 of the contract. All of the terms therein remaining fully in effect. As a further courtesy, $100,000 has been added to the payment to facilitate long-term maintenance of the practice. Unlike previous communications, you and your advisors may wish to read this one completely. Please find, 1, your copy of the Form 1099 OID report tendered to IRS regarding your taxable gain of $500,000 fully in accord with your invoice. Now imagine, the original contract was for a piddly sum, let's say $20,000. The other fellow pulls those nasty shenanigans and sends a bill for $400,000 and winds up with a tax liability for $500,000. This is why I say we should not use our powers in a harmful or injurious fashion. When a letter like this is composed, it must always include an out, a mechanism and method of saving face for the other party to say, woo, I bit off a little more than I can chew here. In fact, more importantly, for the other party's attorneys to say, look, we want no part of this guy. This guy's nuts, and he seems to know what he's doing. And so then they take the option, which would be to honor the original contract. Isn't that the way we want to live our lives? Number 2, a deposit record identifying funds reserved in your name with the Department of Treasury. And in parenthesis, we identify the indemnity bond. Number 3, a copy of secured funding and set-off bond number such and such on deposit with the Department of Treasury to fund this payment. Number 4, secured promissory note such and such in the amount of whatever, $500,000, to be treated by your bank as a demand deposit instrument consistent with normal banking practices for accessing the funds under public policy. Number 6, Form 1040V to ensure your proper reconciliation. IRS typically initiates collection procedures within 12 to 18 months, although recent reconciliations have been observed within 4 months. Imagine how that must sound to the recipient. Form 56, authorizing the Secretary of the Treasury to process the set-off pursuant to public policy. I am obligated to issue notice that my political status foreign to U.S. authority has been duly accepted by the United States. Now, of course, that's going to sound completely foreign to him and probably to his attorney, but it will get his attorney's ear. By your consent, the contract is immune from statutory intrusion under the statute staple provision and remains a private issue. At least Dr. A had the foresight to put that in, and that's why we mentioned it here. As a courtesy, I have attached copies of NYUCC 3-104, 3-604, and 31 CFR 103.11, so you will better understand the consequences of your decision, to hoard bank draft numbers X, Y, and Z, rather than making presentment to your bank while deceptively requesting copies of canceled instruments. This willful attempt to unilaterally terminate the contract obviously precludes the use of additional drafts. How can I pay you with drafts when you keep hoarding them? Consequently, payment has been issued consistent with public policy where liability is retained by the holder in due course of the instrument. As of this date, as a direct consequence of your actions, you have been paid in full as an operation of law, future actions notwithstanding. You have been paid in full as an operation of law. And my friends, would you rather take this approach or argue the merits of the case? Think about that during the next break. And I'm going to try in the 5 minutes that's left to read you some fascinating material.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code CLUBRADIO when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
Welcome back, folks. This is the final segment. I'm going to talk fast. We only have a couple of minutes. Look, this letter is not going to be available upon request. This is part of a fellow's package. I'm changing details and facts on the fly. I'm changing states. I'm changing names. I'm changing amounts. and et cetera. This is a privacy issue, but I want to make the point, and I hope the point is here, and you're able to download the program and write down the text, that there are many creative ways to use this combining of these technologies, and I am going to talk incessantly on this for the next 2 or 3 weeks. I advise you to join the program. Here, one of these paragraphs shows a very creative way to use the tax remedy combined with BIC. May I respectfully suggest that it would be prudent to return the 4 fugitive drafts to me through the above-noted notary within 10 days from the date of this presentment to avoid the issuance of an additional 1099 OID dollar for dollar. Payment is payment, John, even if the holder declines to monetize the instruments. Whoever suggested that holding does not comprise acceptance in the absence of bank presentment may not have been fully versed in commerce. So immediately, we've shown him the penalty of further dishonors, and we put a question mark in his mind about the legal advice, the so-called legal advice he's been receiving. And then we say, you may wish to review NYUCC 3-5022 with counsel knowledgeable in admiralty and the U.S. bankruptcy, as I would not wish to see you suffer the substantial pains and perils of additional defective advice. That can be used in any presentment anywhere, folks. It's up to one's own imagination. Here's another paragraph of interest. Let's skip down. I share your concern for your professional exposure in light of provocative comments, and then we have a list of things that this guy said. Instead of arguing those and getting angry and demanding it's libel, I'm going to sue you, and falling into their trap, instead we say such confessions are likely to impair your defense counsel and may violate the terms of your malpractice coverage, thereby leaving you personally exposed. That's using our personal knowledge as a negotiating point. And then we say, my election to waive the privilege of participating in U.S. courts as a United States person, resident, subject, defendant means that I cannot be compelled to participate in such actions, although I am quite willing to redeem the liabilities through Treasury using commercial remedies most solicitors have never experienced. For this reason, attorneys generally keep a safe distance from me when they discover my history of perfecting judicially immune liens on their property, distressing their bonds, rendering them uninsurable, and prosecuting their misrepresentations before grand juries or de jure courts. Since you would be left to your own devices, may I respectfully suggest that reasonable care is warranted hereafter. Respectful, non-hysterical, an attorney would have to be a complete moron to want to get involved. Basically, because every word in there is true, and the attorney can probably tell by the way I've presented it, or the way this fellow has presented it, that he's a very capable man, and he's not one to be trifled with. Here's another little paragraph, time permitting. This compulsory step necessitated by your dishonor of 4 payments, in other words, presenting through the notary, will ensure, this was a statement that this letter will be filed into the public record, a federal jacket, or the county, will ensure without untoward public embarrassment, prima facie evidence of payment and our risk management discussions. It will also ensure that any attorney who elects to trespass on the contract will be afforded an opportunity under subpoena to verify firsthand knowledge of his representations and compliance with all applicable DRs and rules. Goodbye, attorney. Now it's mano a mano. This fellow provided an honorable out, and I suggest, I insist that anyone considering using their skills in a manner like this do the same. My friends, I will see you next Sunday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here at Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. Thank you for joining me. Good night and God bless.